Praise the Lord. God is so good. The theme is, the tag is Thanking the Lord in Advance Tuesday. I'm believing the Lord for some things, and I tell you, he is going to do it today. I expect a miracle. Let us have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning thanking you and praising you so much for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. Lord, we just extol you. We adore you. We esteem you on high. We thank you so much for all that you've done, what you're doing, and for what you're going to do today. Thanking you for being our Father, our Daddy God, our Abba Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Pastor V, Lord God. I want you to just continue to strengthen her and encourage her and comfort her and the Weatherspoon family, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that they have her, hallelujah, to strengthen them, Lord. Thank you for what you're going to do in her life, Lord. Thank you for Pastor V, Lord God. I already thank you for her. Well, thank you for her again, Father. But thank you for Dr. PK, Lord. Keep her covered in the blood while she's out there on the move, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, Lord. Grant them the desires of their heart. Give them a miracle today. Bless the Diaz de Leon family. Bless the TMC family as a whole. And, Father, we won't fail to praise you. We love you so much, and we need you in Jesus' name. Praising and thanking the Lord. 2 Chronicles 5:6. Read it. Thank him for your miracle. Host, are you there? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, I'm thanking and praising God. Host.
Thank you, Minister Wanda, for feeding and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. This is Minister Ty, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. And we want to thank you for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. We know that this call is
Minister
all about
God, the here.
Amen. Okay, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for stepping in for me, and also thank you so much, Minister Wanda, for seating us and greeting us on this thanking and praising him in advance on Tuesday. And we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and we thank God for our founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. If it was not for their yes, we would not have this platform where every single Monday through Friday, our lives are being enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. And so if you are visiting us for the first time, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, and we invite you to join us again on tomorrow. Also, we want to let you know that we have a website for our call, and that is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. Also, if you are on this call and you have a prayer request, a praise report, a testimony, a question, or maybe you want to be a part of the leadership team here on the Master's Call, and we welcome each one of you to use our email, which is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Mr. Brendan Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. This year, in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. That is what our theme is and our declaration every single day in 2017. And so we invite you to start saying that, decreeing it and declaring it. Write it on your walls. Write it on your mirrors. Put it in your car and start speaking it into the atmosphere. We know that God is able, and we know that if the Bible says to write the vision and make it plain. And this is day number 12 of our corporate fast, January the 16th, and we're praying for the distributors worldwide. And the scripture reference that we're standing on is Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. And so I invite you to go to our website, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of the information for our corporate fast. And no, it's not too late to join us. You can start actually today. And so every single day, there's a prayer directive that's listed, and we list it, and we ask that you would go there and be in agreement with us and pray what the directive says. Say what the directive says. Say it, decree it, and declare it at least three times during the day. And watch God move in our lives. Today, immediately following this call, we'll head over to the new morning motivational call. And today, the message is all out, massive action. And that will be the host for that call today will be none other than Executive President of Artist Life, Candida Mosley, Ms. Candy Mosley. And so please dial 712-432. I'm giving you guys the master call number. So I'll give you that other call number momentarily. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617-pound. And see, all these numbers are in my memory. And the bridge number for the master's call has changed. So if you are a T-Mobile cell phone holder or a Metro PCS cell phone holder, then the new bridge number is 720-477-5046. So 720-477-5046. So if you post the information for the master's call on your social media pages, please make sure that you post that bridge number so that the callers will be able to use that bridge number in order to join us here on the master's call. Well, now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And I am so, so excited to bring this speaker on to the master's call for the very first time. We actually had the opportunity to hear her on the new morning motivational call. But today, we get to hear her on the master's call. Now, we have been hearing her, but not as a speaker here, not as the messenger here. But every time she speaks, she actually delivers a message to us. Each and every time she greets us and seats us and gives us the task for the day, she has already been ministering to each and every single one of us. And so who am I talking about this morning? I am talking about the one we affectionately call our Silver Fox. She is none other than Minister Jackie Henderson. Minister Jackie Henderson is the mother of two, the grandmother of three. She was born in Tennessee, but she resides in Indiana since she was 2 years of age. She worked for General Motors for 32 years before retiring. She was active as a union rep and served as vice chair on the Civil Rights Committee. The master's call brought Minister Jackie back to Christ. And see, that's why the mission statement of this call says that lives are enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the master's call. Because she plugged in, she started listening, and allowed the master's call to reintroduce her to Christ, which has absolutely changed her life. Minister Jackie is an active distributor in Artist International, and she is very active in her church serving the Lord. While serving on the committee, she got the opportunity to meet Nelson Mandela, President Barack Obama, and Jesse Jackson. She is definitely a servant of the Lord, doing great things for the kingdom. And so without further ado, it is extremely an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than our Silver Fox, Minister Jackie Henderson. Are you out there this morning?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Thank you. Thank
you. The platform is yours.
Thank you so much for that warm introduction. I so love you and adore you. When I first came to Artists, your voice was one of the voices that I heard over and over again. And I was so elated to meet you and to find out that you are such a powerful woman of Christ. I come before you this morning, and this is my first time delivering a message that of this nature, but I so love God, and I love telling of his goodness and his glory. So right now, let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, I thank you for this opportunity to share your word. I ask that you speak through me and that each ear will hear what it is that you have to say, and each heart will receive it. And in each person on this line can grow from your word and stand stronger and be that minister in the marketplace that you have called them to be. So right now, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. I thank you, I praise you, and I adore you. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. Well, TMC family, I am going to attempt to give you the word from the Lord as it was given to me. So you say your prayers for me, because this is, like I said, an everyday conversation. I talk about God, but I've never sat down to deliver a word from the Lord. So you stand with me and pray with me. And what I'd like to talk to you about is, when Pastor Vanessa first told me I was going to do this, I was so afraid, and I'm like, no, 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 no. But I realized that you shall receive power once the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and that God has charged us all to be ministers in the marketplace. So I could not cower down from her request to deliver a message to you, because I am a child of God, and God is in me. And so it is my duty as a child of God to share his word. So the word that I want to bring to you today is the authority of the believer. And that is my message for you this morning, the authority of the believer. And I want to start with Genesis 1 and 26, where it says, "And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness." And likeness means an exact duplication in kind. In other words, God was going to create an exact duplicate of himself and let them have dominion. God made Adam in his own likeness and gave him dominion. He wanted a heaven here on earth and gave Adam the authority to rule over it. He gave him everything to have dominion. Adam was to guard, protect, and preserve it from all intruders. He crowned man with glory and honor. But Adam willfully disobeyed God and allowed an intruder, Satan, to enter and take what was rightfully given to him. This was never God's intent. His plan was for man to reign, dominion, and to seat at the Son of God. Jesus came to earth to take the crown off the head of God's enemy and place it once again on the head of man. Jesus operated on earth as man. He first taught his disciples to walk in dominion and delegated authority to them, according to Luke 9, 1 and 2. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils, to curse diseases, and sent them to preach to the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. In Luke 9 and 10 it says, you will find that the disciples parted, healing everywhere. Luke 10, 9 and 10 says that the disciples returned to Jesus, all telling them all that they had done. So we can see that they acted on the authority given to them by Jesus. However, the disciples did something that the disciples had to do something. Until they exercised the authority, God would not have exercised his ability, and the people would not have been healed. It is not to say that God does not have the power to exercise his ability. He is a sovereign Lord and creator. He has all power. He is all truth, all goodness, and faithfulness. He cannot go against his own rules or principles, and he has chosen to administer dominion in the earth through his children. It is not your ability that brings deliverance. It is your authority mixed with God's ability that causes recovery. So exercise your authority. Once you do that, it will bring in God's ability. God led by example here on earth. When he gave himself on the cross, he gave us the authority to perform miracles here on earth. He took the crown of man's glory back from the devil and returned it to us. If we would only seek his face through his words, he has told us that we shall receive power once the Holy Ghost has come. He is not a man that he should lie. He has promised us that he should never leave or forsake us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, go into the world, into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And all these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So I was not one of the original disciples, and neither are you. But Jesus did leave this earth saying, these signs shall only follow the 12 disciples. And he said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. That's in Mark 16 and 17. So what is that saying? God has given us authority on this earth. Are you exercising the authority that God has given you? You have so much power at your hands, but do you believe in that power? You know, there are children on this earth that were birthed into powerful families, such as the Kennedys, Warren Buffett's family, Bill Gates' family, and those children walk in the authority given to them by their name. But we have been given a greater power, a greater authority. And that is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But are we utilizing that? Are we just sitting by and waiting on God when God has given you everything that you need to go forth and fight and command it to be done? So what I'm telling you is that God has given us the power. He has the ability, but he has given us the power to do all things. We have the power in us to laying on of hands and healing the sick. We have the power within us, the authority within us, to lay our hands on the blind and they see. But why do we not believe in our heritage, what God has given to us? We do not believe it. It is easier for us to believe in an earthly man and the power that he has than to believe into the power that God has given us. So I challenge each and every one of you on this call to stay in God's word, because that's where you receive power, through the word of God. Read that word. Not only just sit and listen for someone to tell you what that word says, but read that word. Because when you read that word and you hide it in your heart, that gives you more power and more authority to walk on this earth doing what God has called you to do. So I challenge each and every one of you to look deep down inside of you. Get into God's word. When you go in that prayer closet, don't just sit and pray to God and tell God what all you need him to do, because God has already done it for you. But I ask you to rise up. Take charge and command your life, command your day, command your morning, because God has given you that power and authority to do just that. He has given you all power to command what you want on this earth. For you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the head and not the tail. You operate from above and not beneath. So stand in that authority that God has given you. Rise up. You know, I heard a message, I believe it was Minister Brenda that gave us a message, and she spoke about the miracles that take place on earth, that have taken place in the different people. She named names of people that were performing miracles. And as I heard that message, it resonated with me that not only those people have listened to God, and they have accepted the authority that God has given them. And that's why they have the power to do this, just that. But if we can understand that they're not alone, because you have been given that same power, that same gift to go out and do mighty works, mighty, mighty works, not just to pray for one another, but to command this earth, command that what you want takes place. So God has given us that. So let's walk into our authority and understand that, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy. And not only shall by any means hurt you, tread means to trample underfoot. The sound of trampling is heard by the demonic forces when you operate in your authority. It sounds like a rumbling of thunder to the demons. Praise God, and they have to flee. That is the power and authority God has given you. So live in that power and live in that authority. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Verily I say unto you, means believe me. I'm telling you the truth. The word verily means truly, or this is no lie. So TMC family, stand up, believe, and walk in that authority God has given you. And when you exercise your authority here on God's earth, God's heaven backs it up, and the heavenly, Satan's realm, must adhere to your commands. So believers, we are spiritual policemen here on earth. We have a uniform to wear, the armor of God, according to Ephesians 6:10 through 18. Believers should be patrolling the earth, forbidding anything that is against the cause of God. We should be forbidding anything that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We should not permit anything in our lives not authored by God. And in Matthew 12:29, Jesus says, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. This is not a picture of the devil and his forces binding us and spoiling our goods, but this is that of us binding him and spoiling his goods. His goods many times represents the things he has previously stolen from us through deception. And Jesus has instructed us to storm his gates, enter his house, and spoil his goods. It's time for us to become the aggressors with the authority Jesus has given us. Matthew 11 and 12. So in Matthew 16, 17 through 19, we read, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against this. This is not a picture of hell attacking the church, but it's that of the church attacking hell's gates. So we should have stormed hell's gates and bind the strong man holding back our goods, and by our weapons of warfare make a clear passage for our provisions to come to us. Remember, Satan's keys, a clear passage for our provisions to come to us. Remember, Jesus took Satan's keys through conquest, unlocked all his gates, and then gave the keys of the authorities to the church, and we are that church. So stand with me in believing and understanding the authority and the power that God has given us, and I am convinced that we have reached a time of determination. We must get determined to do what God has told us to do. We should not accept anything less than total success in every endeavor. There are some of us who absolutely refuse to be defeated. And some of us, I include myself, so I can I include you in standing up and commanding our authority and taking back what the devil has stole from us. I thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to come before you. And I thank you for God's words. I hope it was received as God has given it to me. And I thank God for the authority that he has placed in me. So let's all rise up and take back what rightfully belongs to us. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Jackie. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that powerful and profound message, the authority of the believer. And we thank God for you and thank God for allowing yourself to be used here on the Master's Call. I'll be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day, but let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just bless you and praise your holy name. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, that Minister Jackie came this morning with her message to us about your power and your authority and what we as believers need to do, and that is to exercise and operate in the power and the authority that you have given to us. So I pray that as she has blessed us richly, God, that you would just increase in her, that you would apply your grace, your virtue, your knowledge, your wisdom in every single need that she needs according to your riches and glory in her life on this day and forevermore, oh God. I thank you for each and every caller who has dialed into this, the Master's Call. I pray that their lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced, and that they will go out with anticipation and expectation that greater and newer things will come in their life. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus and lift up the Weatherspoon family as they will bury their loved one this morning. I pray right now for Juanita Kraft in the loss and passing of her father. I pray for all of those families who are in a time of bereavement, oh God, that you would just comfort, strengthen, and give them peace that only comes from you, oh God. And I pray right now that you would just bring them together on one accord. I come against any confusion, any animosity, any chaos that will come in the midst. I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus and send it back to the pits of hell. And I pray right now that we would come together in unity, that we would focus, oh God, that there will be persistency in our life, that we will walk in discipline, oh God, and the strategies for success, that they will be implemented in our life. I thank you, God, for this day that you have made. And as we go, I pray for each and every single distributor worldwide, past, present, and future, God. And we are thanking you and praising you in advance for what you are doing in our lives, Father. So on this 16th day of January 2017, God, I pray that you would continue to do mighty things in our life, continue to be our protector, continue to be our refuge, continue to be our peace, and continue to be our all in all. And we will give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. I decree it and declare it in the matchless, mighty, marvelous, and magnificent name of Jesus, I pray. And I thank you, God. Amen, amen, and amen. I know each and every single one of you want to hear the replay of this call. And if you don't want to just listen to it again for yourself, I ask as you post other things on social media, if you would please begin to post information about the Master's Call, because I'm telling you, this platform is powerful, and we definitely have a Holy Ghost connection here. So the replay for this number is, this call is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Also, don't forget the bridge number for the Metro PCS and T-Mobile users is 720-477-5046. Following this call, I'll be heading over to the New Morning Motivational Call, where Executive President Candida Mosley will be discussing all-out massive action. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. March 3rd, 4th, 5th of 2017, all roads lead to my state, California, to the LAX Sheraton Gateway Hotel for the Artist Life Extravaganza 2017. So again, this is day 12. Our prayer directive for the day says to pray for the distributors worldwide. That's Joshua 1, verses 6 through 8. Please go to www.themasterscall.net. Click on corporate prayer or fast, corporate fast, and then you will see all the fast information along with the directives are listed there for each and every single day. And remember our theme in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. Remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Go out and be great today. Go out with anticipation and expectation that great things will happen for you in this day. And so, I want to say to Minister Wanda, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. Minister Kai, thank you for jumping in and having my back. To you, Minister Jackie, for that profound and powerful first-time message here on the Master's Call. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. We love each and every single one of you. Minister Jackie, come and give us our benediction for this day.
God, we thank you. We thank you for this platform each and every morning that allows people to come in and hear your word first thing in the morning. God, we thank you for the obedience of the leaders of this call, because this call has gone out and served many. Many have been blessed by this call, and we ask you your continued blessings over this call, and that you keep us all united in your word, continuing to move forward, sharing your word, and being the true ministers in the marketplace that you have called us to be. We thank you, we praise you, and until we meet again, God bless.